AP News for this Sunday, September 1st. I'm Jackie Quinn. Thousands of Israeli demonstrators flooded the streets near the Prime Minister's office, decrying the deaths of six Israeli hostages. Here's our Karen Chamas.
Protesters gathered in their thousands in Jerusalem. Their recovery of the hostages' bodies sparked calls for mass protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive through negotiation with Hamas.
Among those killed, 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. His mother had addressed the Democratic National Convention last month.
We love you. Stay strong. Survive.
It was expected he would have been released if the latest ceasefire deal had gone through. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia on Fox News Sunday.
Let's step back and reflect on the tragedy of the loss of these six and see if we can really push through to a solution.
Police in San Francisco say 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is expected to recover. He was shot in the chest during a robbery attempt in San Francisco this weekend. Mayor London Breed on KGO-TV.
My hope is that we can demonstrate that this is an isolated incident.
Police say the 17-year-old suspect was also shot as the two scuffled over the gun. National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says investigators are reviewing what went wrong with a commercial bus that crashed near Vicksburg, Mississippi Saturday, killing seven people.
Motor carrier safety itself, a Mexican carrier operating in the United States, tire maintenance, and occupant protection. Those will be the primary four categories.
A hotel housekeeper strike has gotten underway in some key cities. The union's pushing for better pay and more working hours, scaled back during the COVID pandemic. This is AP News. A Fuji in court.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. A judge has rejected an argument from musician Pres Michel of the Fugees that he should get a new trial because his attorney used artificial intelligence to help write his closing arguments. Michel was found guilty of 10 counts in a political conspiracy case and faces up to 20 years in prison.
It's not how I work.
This is not how I work.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt reunite for the movie Wolves out later this month. Clooney says he jumped at the chance to work with Pitt again, but Pitt says there was a different reason Clooney signed on.
By the way, he hits me in the face in this one.
I do. Well, you hit me too.
No.
Oh, that's right. We did it, and then we cut it out.
Yeah.
I was in my contract.
British fans of the band Oasis are frustrated at online sites crashing under the demand for tickets for the band's first concerts in 15 years. More than 1 million tickets went on sale Saturday morning. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.